This is a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. These dispatches come in from across our worldwide network in New York, Zurich, Rochester, Prague, and San Francisco. They are written and read by Institute President Benjamin Wax and scored by the Dean of Aesthetics, Ariel Cruz. They have been peer-reviewed for accuracy by the Council of Three and fact-checked by Institute staff. For more information, visit magicalhistoricity.com. The Courier. Because not even angels or demons could know the place and time of their true death, there is a woman with long white hair and fiery eyes who guides the bones of the dead across the world. She can be found on a cargo ship between America and Egypt, safeguarding the bones of a Coptic saint who must be buried next to his father in a consecrated ground. She can be found at a New Orleans port slipping the coffin of a favored Haitian disciple of Baron Samadhi through customs. She can be found in the aisle seat of a passenger plane with the skull of the last descendant of the occultist Cagliostro in her handbag, to be delivered to its final resting place in the Paris catacombs. She can be found on a commuter train in Japan, the ashes of a Zen abbot in an urn on the seat beside her, speeding towards a garden without a name. She knows the names of customs officials and border guards and the names of their families. She knows the religions of their mothers and the amount of their gambling debts. She can tell you, off the top of her head, the hour of every connecting flight from London and the route of every bus through Calcutta. She is often silent on these trips. She does not seek out company or diversion. But ferrying the dead is a heavy task, and the gravity of it often pulls those close by to her orbit. Otherwise, taciturn sailors or distracted marketing executives will strike up conversations with her, and she will listen as they inevitably begin to confess their sins and admit their fears and ask for hope and absolution, never realizing that they are not speaking to her at all, but to the corpses and remains that she carries. And she can only listen and nod, for she does not speak for the deceased, she only ferries them, and she does not know if the sacred dead have spirits that can hear or offer blessings. But most of these strangers, she thinks, leave satisfied, perhaps even more satisfied than they would have had they spoken to the holy figures when they were alive. And this has led her to believe, a private theory, that the true purpose and work of the anointed on earth takes place long after they have left it, as though their lives must be decanted, their true nature only becoming clear and robust when it has been distilled through bone and decay. Once, long ago, those few corpses that do not age, that do not decay, seemed miraculous. Now they annoy her, a seeming act of monumental ego in defiance of the humble best that all of us can be long after we are gone, if we have lived sublimely. But this is just her theory, almost never spoken aloud, as she travels across the distant and forbidden places of this world, returning to them the ashes and dust that went wandering across cities and villages, never revealing what they saw or who they inspired and forgave. This has been a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. The Institute is headquartered in San Francisco with major offices in New York, Zurich, Rochester, and Prague. Dispatches are released twice a month on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other services, with additional dispatches provided exclusively to Institute members. Dispatches cannot be taken for credit, but can serve as course prerequisites. We'd like to thank our supporters, including Henry Andrews, Gavin Kennedy, and Michael Berger.
The Institute is a signatory to the Johannesburg Protocols and is in no way affiliated with Benjamin Winter or his estate. For more information, including a selection of workshops, books, artifacts, and certifications in magical historicity, visit magicalhistoricity.com. You can support the Institute or become a member on Patreon at patreon.com/magicalhistoricity.